Unit 8A, Emergency Situations. By definition, an emergency is a serious, unexpected, and often dangerous situation requiring immediate action. When there is a problem involving safety, the risk must be reduced as soon as possible, and the situation resolved to avoid potential imminent danger. Flying in a pressurized metal tube at speeds close to the speed of sound at many kilometers of altitude is in itself a potentially dangerous situation. However, statistics have demonstrated that airplanes are among the safest means of transportation. Amongst all the possible emergency situations, only a few can put the aircraft and its occupants at high risk. Surely the most dangerous situation would be having a fire inside the aircraft. Without a doubt, uncontrolled fire is one of the last things we want to see in an airplane since it can spread extremely fast. So, fire ignition is not permitted on airplanes and smoking is strictly forbidden. Another thing we do not want to occur is a puncture of the fuselage that allows the outflow of air from the cabin. The cabin is always artificially pressurized during the flight to protect the passengers from outside conditions. Once the outside temperature is usually below negative 40 degrees Celsius, and atmospheric pressure is around 1/10 of the average at sea level. Finally, a forced landing is any landing that is not performed on an appropriate runway or outside the optimal safety conditions of speed or configuration. When a normal disembark using the external stairs or jet bridges is not possible, passengers must leave the airplane through the escape slides or slide rafts. This is called airplane evacuation. Onboard fire prevention and extinction. Fire occurs whenever the following four elements are present at the same time: high temperature, fuel, oxygen, and chain reaction. Whenever one of these components is missing, fire is no longer a threat. Since oxygen is always present in the atmosphere and plenty of potential fuel is available in an aircraft, high temperatures must always be avoided. For this reason, smoking, the most common possible cause of high temperature in the airplane cabin, is prohibited on all flights. Despite this, some irresponsible passengers still try to smoke in the lavatories. Fire extinguishers. On modern airplanes, there are only portable BCF extinguishers along the plane. They can be used on all types of fires, are small and light, and have a very high efficiency. Several fire extinguishers are stored in strategic areas of the cabin, depending on the size of the cabin and the number of seats. There are also fixed fire extinguishers in the waste baskets of the lavatories. Smoke hood. It is very important that the cabin attendant, who fights the fire, is protected against heat and smoke. A smoke hood is a special mask designed to protect the user's eyes and respiratory systems from smoke. It is composed of a protective structure built in a material with reduced heat transmission capacity and a special self-contained oxygen bottle. There are at least four different kinds of smoke hoods. Air liquid, orange box, Scott, green box, Puritan, white box, Dragger, gray box. Procedure. As soon as fire or smoke is noticed, the first thing to do is find out where it is coming from. Once the fire is detected, it must be attacked as soon as possible, using all the available devices. The first flight attendant that detects a fire is responsible for fighting it. If there are available seats far from the area of the fire, passengers who are near it must be relocated immediately. The minimum equipment necessary to fight a fire is a fire extinguisher and a smoke hood. Heat-protecting gloves are also used. After extinguishing the fire, flight attendants should water the area and mix the ashes with the aircraft axe in order to ensure that the fire will not be able to restart. Circuit breakers should be pulled out when the fire is in the galley, inside the ovens. Besides firefighting, it is also very important to communicate the presence of fire and its position to the chief purser and to the captain, so corrective actions can be planned and precautions can be taken to avoid further danger. Another flight attendant will help the first one who is fighting the fire by providing more fire extinguishers and warning the other crew members. Rapid decompression. The cabins of airplanes flying at high altitudes are artificially pressurized for the passengers' comfort, and in order to avoid psychological problems due to low atmospheric pressure at high altitudes. Conditioned air taken from the first stages of the engines constantly flows into the cabin, and the desired cabin pressure level is maintained by controlling the quality of air leaving the cabin through the outflow valves. The result is a dramatic difference of pressure levels between the interior and the exterior of the aircraft, known as differential pressure. In order to resist the high differential pressure necessary for flying at high altitudes, the cabin structure is hermetically sealed and therefore exempt from the outflow valves. If air leaves the cabin in an uncontrolled manner, moving faster than the flow of air entering the cabin, the pressure level inside the cabin will be reduced, leading to a decompression. Depending on the speed of the air leaving the cabin, the decompression can be said to be slow, rapid, or explosive. In case of rapid or explosive decompression, it will be necessary to descend to an altitude where breathing is possible without external help. The pilots will have to put the airplane into a steep, controlled dive until reaching an altitude of 10,000 feet or below, where the outside atmospheric pressure does not require oxygen masks to breathe. As soon as the decompression is detected, oxygen masks will automatically drop or will be manually activated by the cockpit crew if an automatic drop fails to happen. On the other hand, if masks automatically drop down and the descent does not start, flight attendants must immediately contact the cockpit crew. A rapid decompression can be identified by a sudden drop in temperature due to air expansion, and as a result, fog will form in the cabin. Light objects may fly around while internal air will be voluntarily expelled from the body. Human resistance at very low air pressure levels is very limited due to lack of oxygen. Although resistance in these conditions varies from person to person, usually an individual who is exposed to these conditions will lose consciousness within less than a minute. Even worse, after a few seconds, reason and capability will be impaired, and other physical effects on the body will occur, such as strong pain in the joints and internal organs. A pre-recorded message may be heard through the public address system. Ladies and gentlemen, due to a loss of cabin pressure, we are making a rapid, controlled descent for a few minutes to a safer altitude. During this period, please use your oxygen mask. Pull it down, place it over your nose and mouth, and breathe normally. Adjust the strap to secure the mask. Parents should adjust their own mask first, then assist their children. Please breathe through the masks until you are advised to remove them. Thank you. Flight attendants should immediately locate and put on the nearest oxygen mask and inhale oxygen. They should hold up firmly and, if possible, sit down and fasten seatbelts. Only after having donned their mask should they help other passengers who may need help. The airplane will restore level flight after reaching a safe altitude at or below 10,000 feet, where air pressure permits breathing without using extra oxygen. The flight attendants may get up and help passengers who may need further help, like providing extra oxygen or assisting wounded passengers. After an emergency descent, a priority landing may be desirable.